KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 31 degrees. We look for scattered light rain, mainly to our south, and a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports one recent arrest. At around 2:13 a.m. on Sunday, 36-year-old Clay Pettit of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was also cited for operating a non-registered vehicle. Pettit was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds says she and other Republicans of the State House are close to an agreement on how much new state spending to send to Iowa's public schools.
Right now, I think if we get close to that $100 million range, I'm good.
Reynolds has proposed a 2.5% increase in per pupil spending. Two other proposals have already passed the legislature. One increases support of geographically large school districts with hefty transportation costs. The other commits new money to help equalize per pupil spending across all Iowa districts. House Republicans have voted for the governor's proposed spending levels.
We've made it pretty clear that we want to be right there with the governor on the overall package of the three items.
That's House Speaker Pat Grassley, the top Republican in the House. Republicans of the Senate have voted for about $20 million less in per pupil spending. Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer, a Republican from Ankeny, said schools should be able to start planning their budgets.
I'm optimistic that we can find some agreement soon. So there is a pretty predictable range as schools start that budgeting process.
School districts must finalize next year's budget by April 15th. Margaret Buckton lobbies for the state's largest district as well as rural schools. She says schools must provide public notice and hold board meetings before that date.
Really, our functional deadline, the middle of March, which we're 2 to 3 weeks away from that functional deadline.
Nearly 488,000 students are enrolled in the 330 public school districts in Iowa. The Iowa Secretary of State's office reports the 2020 candidate filing period for state and federal offices in the June 2nd primary and November 3rd general election begin today and will run through Friday, March 13th at 5 p.m. Only candidates from the Republican and Democratic parties will file for the primary elections. General election candidates that are unaffiliated or members of a non-political party organization, with the exception of those running for president, are required to file by March 13th. The candidates can file their nominating petitions and affidavits of candidacy with the office of Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate, either in the Capitol building or in the Lucas office building. Updated lists of candidates whose papers have been received and accepted will be published to the Iowa Secretary of State's website at sos.iowa.gov beginning tomorrow morning. There will be separate lists for primary and general election candidates. Democratic and Republican candidates will not be eligible for the general election until after the June primary. Well, several people have to be rescued after breaking through the ice on Big Woods Lake in Cedar Falls. Authorities say rescue crews responded three times on Sunday. In the first incident, other people in the area had already helped to safety, three who'd broken through into the water while ice fishing. Rescue workers later returned to the lake after another person broke through, but he was able to get himself to safety. And the incidents happened around 6:15 p.m. Rescue workers were sent to help two other teenagers. Rescuers donned buoyant suits and then used a sled to get the teens back to the shore, according to the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. West Des Moines police say the death of a man whose body was found frozen in ice doesn't appear to be a criminal act. Investigators identified the man on Friday as 42-year-old Johannes Geberhoit of West Des Moines. He was reported missing on February 13th. His body was found last Tuesday in a ditch along a road that runs parallel to Interstate 80. Police are working with the state medical examiner's office to determine the man's cause of death. Des Moines police say that they've arrested three teenagers suspected in a spate of robberies carried out after the victims agreed to meet up with people they met online. Police say they noted several similarities in a rash of robberies reported between February 7th and 13th and were soon able to identify suspects. On Friday, detectives executed search warrants at two homes in Des Moines, and evidence was connected to the robberies and was recovered. Police say three suspects were then arrested at a local high school. Police say the two 16-year-old boys and the 17-year-old boy have been charged with robbery. Their names were not released because of their ages. Closing arguments are expected today in the trial of a man accused of killing an Iowa high school student more than 40 years ago. Testimony has concluded in the trial of Jerry Burns. He's accused of fatally stabbing 18-year-old Michelle Martinko back on December 19, 1979 in Cedar Rapids. His defense only called one witness. A forensic consultant testified that he didn't know whether the DNA the prosecutors came from, the killer, came from the blood or from another bodily fluid. A rebuttal witness called by prosecutors said the only biological fluid screened was blood from Martinko's dress. The Iowa Department of Corrections reported over the weekend that 24-year-old Elijah Malik Hayes, who was convicted of robbery in the second degree in Scott County, failed to report back to the Larry A. Nelson Residential Center as required Saturday. Hayes is a 24-year-old black male, about 6 feet tall, weighing 187 pounds. You can see his picture in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Hayes was admitted to the work release facility on January 14th. Anyone with information about his whereabouts should contact their local police department. Elsewhere in the news, the Internal Revenue Service says it's looking for several people in Iowa to pay them and not take money from them. Spokesman Chris Miller explains.
The IRS hopes to hire up to 150 new seasonal employees to work at our call center in West Des Moines.
He says they are taking applications right now.
Both the seasonal and permanent employees at the call center will earn just under $17 an hour, and seasonal employees generally will work the tax season from around March through September, and many return year after year to work these seasonal jobs.
Miller says only one other tax center is hiring as many employees as the one in Iowa.
The call center employees will be reaching out to taxpayers across the country, not just in Iowa, to help them resolve unpaid tax bills by giving them the help and the tools to meet their responsibilities.
Miller says you don't have to be an accountant to get one of these jobs.
Certainly, we will train employees so that they understand how to do the call center job. You do not have to have a financial background. We base hiring on relevant work experience and education, or a combination thereof. And so people should not think that they need to have special qualifications necessarily to apply for these jobs.
He says you can apply online.
Anyone interested in working at the West Des Moines Call Center can go to usajobs.gov and search for open positions in the Des Moines area.
The jobs will be open for applications until February the 28th. The American Queen Steamboat Company says its fourth cruise boat has passed its second sea trial and will make its first cruise in April from New Orleans to Memphis, Tennessee. The company based in New Albany, Indiana, says the 245-passenger American Countess went through the intracoastal waterway from Yuma to Morgan City, Louisiana, as part of its trial. The new release of the ship will move from New Orleans in late February for 4 weeks of finishing touches. The American Queen, if you don't know, was built on the hull of a former casino boat from Iowa, but was lengthened by about 60 feet. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.